escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
But we're also excited about what this Falcon team is going to look like. Now, we have the practice squad guys. We've been talking about this today because a lot of guys have made their way back to the practice squad that we had talked about in one way or another. But when you look at these position groups, okay, for example, edge rushers. Okay, let's just start there. Arnold Ebiketie, Leonard Floyd, D'Angelo Malone, James Pierce Jr., Braylon Trice, Jalen Walker. These are the guys that are in that room. These are the guys that are going to be coming off the edge. How they're used, various situations, defensive sets, formations, blah, blah, blah. Do you feel good about the edge room?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I like what I've got with Leonard Floyd. We were excited about him. D'Angelo Malone is listed as edge, although he got some time at inside linebacker in camp this year. James Pierce Jr., we spent the whole camp gushing about him. Braylon Trice, we felt bad for the guy with the injury, but I thought, and again, he wasn't getting all the reps in camp, but he did enough to stay, obviously, with the team. But Jalen Walker, we had a lot of the talk about what is he going to be. We hope he's going to be Micah Parsons. Hope that Jeff Ulbrich's got a plan. We just didn't get a chance to see him like, we wanted to, and James Pierce popped. But I know James Pierce certainly getting the accolades from Lewis Riddick saying he thinks he's going to lead lead the entire league in sacks this year.
Crazy.
That was something that made social media today. Which immediately had Georgia fans going, oh, hell, he didn't do jack against Georgia. So here we go. It's not a competition about him versus Jalen Walker. It has nothing to do with what he – you could argue that historically some Georgia players didn't exactly pad the stats, but they went high because everyone knew what kind of athletes they were. And that's where they are with Pierce. But getting back to your question about the edge, I think this is one of the best edge rush teams we've had since 2017.
I would agree. What about defensive line? Let's stay defense right.
That's a concern. That's a concern.
So Brandon Dorlus, this is, again, these are the guys in that room, right? Zach Harrison, London, Lakeil London, David Onyemata, and Ruka Roro. Those are the guys. Those are, so you're keeping, and again, guys, there's a numbers game, right? We get to 53. So there are six edge guys or, ends, however you want to talk about them. Some of those guys are versatile, as Mike mentioned. D-line, you're keeping five of those guys. You can't keep 12 of each position, and that's why, again, the NFL is so competitive. It's keeping the right 53 guys heading into the season and making the necessary adjustments. But you're concerned about the D-line?
Well, just I thought we'd have more than five guys. I think because of the injuries to the wide receiver, they had to be a little skimpy on the D-tackles.
I agree.
Now, again, it's a different side of the football. I get that. But we do know that we're hoping Darnell Mooney is going to be good to go. We don't know if he's practicing. He's been in street clothes much of the camp. We found out Ray got banged up, and we also know that Kadarrell Hodge, and what he means on special teams, he's been dealing with an injury throughout camp. So they had to keep seven wide receivers, and I think that affected why we only got five of these guys on the D-tackle. Because you think about, NASCAR package, and that's everybody. That's edge and tackle.
Yes.
But that's a bit thin based on what we saw at camp, isn't it?
It is. And by the way, the receivers, Jamal Agnew, Kadarrell Hodge, Drake London, Ray McLeod, Darnell Mooney, David Seals, Casey Washington. And those are the guys, and again, this can always and is adjusted depending on what's going on, who's injured, who's playing, who's not. But it's interesting to see this start the season. And, Mike, I think you're on to something completely with the D-line. You feel like, hey, we can adjust how we play with formations and sets defensively, but this is an area where we can't take a chance on it, God forbid, if somebody else gets hurt in that wide receiver room where we're already down a couple of guys.
Right. Now, one of those receivers will probably wind up on the practice squad when Taquan Graham comes back.
Yes.
Taquan Graham is reserve injured, so that's designated for return like Storm Norton. So that means we hope we'll get him back maybe as early as 4 weeks. We've talked about that magical, you know, we play 4 weeks of football, bye week, and then we're back to action in week six. And that's what we're hoping about Storm Norton, and maybe that'll be just, you know, hoping that TQ will be back as well in that mix on D-tackle.
So here's the deal. Fullbacks are gone the way of dinosaurs, right? You rarely see a fullback on a team in a roster. The 49ers are rare, right, with Juszczyk. That's the guy that has been around. But we got three running backs in Tyler Allgeier, no Pacific order. Nathan Carter makes a team, and then Bijan Robinson. But the four tight ends, is that interesting to you?
Yeah, that's all of a sudden. Are we going to do a lot of 12 sets? We're going to run 12?
It feels that way.
I mean, because that's all of a sudden. Now we're Arthur Smith again? I mean, now I know that we talked a lot about Zach Robinson and not really thinking that they didn't have a tight end like – this is not a Kyle Pitts debate, but Higbee and Pitts basically had almost identical numbers when Zach was part of the offensive brain trust with the Rams before he came over the next year to be the OC. But you're right, man. All of a sudden, now I don't even remember Tegan Quintiriano doing anything. Day-Day, do you remember him popping a camp? Am I missing something? Charlie Warner's been really good. We've talked about his work. Felipe Franks, you know, he's bounced. He was with Carolina last year. He's come back. And we saw the kind of play. Now, he's also a special teams hustler.
He is.
But, yeah, that surprised me to have four tight ends because my thinking is you'd have one less wide receiver, and on paper, Kyle Pitts is going to be that stopgap until you get all your athleticism back at the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
But that is interesting to me.
That's exactly how I feel. And you know, we start getting into the minutia of what we're running and why. This is the adjustment we were talking about. When Kayla McGarry goes out, how does your offensive coordinator adjust? And the official language in the NFL is 12 personnel. That's what it's called. And that is where you say, okay, we're going to run more of that. The crazy thing is we were one of the worst teams, or we didn't run enough of it last year. We were like 29th to 30th in the league in 12 personnel, where you had two tight ends on the field at the same time.
Right.
So are you fundamentally changing what you do?
Well, that's just it. I mean, are we going to see a lot of, I would think, Charlie Warner along with Pitts? Now, I think you're going to see a lot of Charlie Warner because of his blocking ability, because of what's going to be happening on the right side of the offensive line. So maybe, do you think that has any bearing on it? That I need blockers? I need blockers.
I need blockers.
So it's like, so let me look at Tegan Quintiriano's stats, because I have to go back and look. I'm not trying to be a Weisenheimer.
No, it's real. It's real. Mean, that's perhaps, why we're doing this.
Perhaps it's going to be, hey, man, you don't need Stickum because you're not going to be catching a lot of footballs. You're going to be blocking dudes.
Well, Mike, who was the guy we had a few years ago? Tololo? Remember Levine? Was it Levine Tololo?
Levine Tololo, yeah. The ukulele player.
He was a blocker. Now, he caught a touchdown every blue moon, but he was a guy that literally he had a role on this team, right, to be a blocker on run plays and certainly on certain pass plays. And then, you know, they'd use him as a decoy, and he might catch a first down for you. But that's going to be the role of the player you're talking about in Tegan.
Right. Tegan Quintiriano has got 9 catches in his NFL career. He was practice squad last year because there's no stats for him. But he had 9 catches in 2 seasons with the Texans in 22 and 23. So here's the deal about Keegan. The dude's a beast. I mean, look at that. Tegan, I should say. He's a beast. 6'6", 259.
Big boy.
So you're looking for some help? Oren just said in our ear, he brought up a great point. When Tololo was asked to be an emergency tackle once, remember that years ago?
That's right. You're absolutely right.
We were down all our tackles.
But that was in a game. It wasn't like a set deal. We were in a game, we lose a player, and it was like, well, who can we go to? And he was the emergency guy. Again, those are different scenarios than preparing for this, and then you get into a game, and now you need to have backups.
So perhaps TQ will be at RT, keep it on the TFN, until somebody else comes back. We'll find out. Like, the best thing is when Storm Norton comes back, can a guy that's not really a tackle by nature, but he's been playing it, Elijah Wilkinson, hold up. Carter Warren, we got him from the Jets as a free agent. We traded for Michael Jarrell from Seattle. We picked up a guy named Ryan Hayes,
yes,
former Michigan man who played for the Dolphins, but got cut from them as a 7th rounder.
All right, guys. Look, here's where I'm at. I like our roster. I like our team. Am I concerned about what Mike has been concerned about for about a week and a half before I wanted to be concerned about it? Yes, because I can't ignore it. But it doesn't mean that we don't run the ball. It doesn't mean that we don't move the football. It doesn't mean we don't get first downs. It doesn't mean that Michael Penix doesn't throw the thing around. And we have a great offense. But I like our team. And when you look at these names, I think Mike's right. Edge, it's as good as it's been in a long time. Good. You can look at that room. We got versatile guys and guys that can get after it. The corners, Mike. We didn't even talk about that. Listen, the addition of Billy Bowman and what we have with A.J. Terrell, I know Clark Phillips has been injured, but they still like his fight, and they like what he's able to do. And you got to have guys that you can rotate in that dime and nickel. So you've got a lot of guys. Natron Brooks, I like the DBs. The safeties guys, Jesse Bates and Xavier Watts, they drafted Watts. He's going to start for this team.
Watts said his favorite player is Jesse Bates. He'll be out there with him. And D-Led thinks, yes, that's going to be the case from the AJC. We love DeMarco Helms. You know, he's a guy that he got banged around last year in camp. He's back this year. He was laying the lumber in preseason. You already talked about Bowman, Natron Brooks. So there's depth there. I know that you guys still get a little antsy about Mike Hughes because, you know, thinking he's just kind of average. But we'll see in the nickel. I mean, you're in the nickel almost so much more than you are in your regular sets. Curious to see how that rotation works. But I like what we've got. Good talent there. Good talent at edge. You know, we got injuries, though. The injuries are part of this equation. That's why that article Josh Kendall did yesterday, it's out there in Athletic, saying this is the initial depth chart.
Of course.
And it's going to look a lot different over the course of the season, that's for sure.
Well, you know, nobody starts how they finishes. What's up, bro? Right. What's up?
At what point or at what game does that concern turn to full-out panic if they aren't rushing the football well or they aren't getting sacks?
Three games in.
That's the point where it turns into like, hey, this is real now.
That's not a fluke. That's now a trend. We get to week three, and then knowing week four, we got the Commanders coming in here, I will be very, very concerned.
Vikings got all those issues on their depth chart right now with injuries and suspensions. So they went and got Thielen back to Minnesota.
That is
where it all started. But, yeah, I mean, J.J. McCarthy, it'll be interesting to see because Justin Jefferson, he's banged up. Naylor's been questionable. We talked about Addison suspended. So they had to go back to an oldie but a goodie. So if you still got to get J.J. McCarthy, you know, on the ground because he can move too.
He can.
But you're right. That's where – you know what Baker's about. I talked about it, you know, being on the radio in Tampa.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And they're really excited about getting some payback because they felt that they let, you know, certainly the game in overtime get away. And I don't think they called their best game in the second game. We beat them in Tampa last year.
All right, guys. That's what we think about this roster because that's our roster heading into week one.
Stick is back on the practice squad.
Yes, he is. Yes, Easton Stick did make the practice squad. We'll run some of that down for you in the 5 o'clock hour.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.